Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Who would have thought that the EA CEO in 2009, when they first introduced loot boxes and microtransactions, would now make another fuck up 14 years later? Oh, everybody. He's one of the greediest people I've ever seen. Not ever seen, but like inside of games media or game development. He's got a track record.
The games industry.
Got a track record.
He wants that money. Money, money, money. Gamers Who Podcast. Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. Like bacon.
Ooh.
I like bacon.
I like bacon.
It's bad for you.
Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Food.
You know, there's a diet where you're supposed to eat a lot of it.
Yes.
Keto.
Yeah.
All fats, baby.
Yep. I tried something new. So I've...
Keto?
No, not keto. Come on, bro. You think I just went for keto?
No.
You think my butthole could handle keto?
No.
Okay. So...
Unrelated, though.
Yeah, I tried a new thing. So I've gotten a really bad habit. Not a lot of time during the day. In the morning, specifically. And you know what? There's not a lot of time ever. I've fallen into the trap of not eating breakfast.
Same trap I've been in for years. Just so we're...
Well, not eating breakfast, like, at home or, you know, like, I know you don't eat food in the morning. You're one of those weird people. I should be burnt at the fucking stake. Yeah. You fucking abomination.
I do if I'm home.
Long story short, I've been going to Dunkin' and getting a breakfast sandwich every day for a long time, which is very expensive.
Yeah.
It adds up pretty quickly.
That alone would make me not.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm getting a breakfast sandwich. I might as well get coffee as well. So I get breakfast and coffee every morning.
$50 a week?
40 something.
Yeah.
45 probably.
Yeah.
So I tried a new thing this week. I'm trying to go healthy. Went with the,
I'm listening.
Went with the whole grain seeded bread.
We're still going to Dunkin' for this idea.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm making this.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meal were prep. Like... We're in meal prep now.
Okay. All right.
Whole grain seeded bread.
Okay.
Soft boiled eggs. That's okay. Where the yolk's still jammy.
Yeah.
Ground turkey, lean ground turkey that I've made into breakfast sausage of my own.
You like you tubed it?
No, like patties.
Oh, okay.
So I took ground turkey and I basically threw a bunch of spices in it that I was interested in.
Sure.
And then pattied it up and then fried those patties.
Okay.
And then took a soft boiled egg, cut that sucker in half, smushed it on the patty, two pieces of bread, plastic cling wrap.
Okay.
Fridge.
Okay.
And that's breakfast sandwich every day. And it was pretty good success.
Okay. I like the idea. Mm-hmm. I have suggestions, but continue.
No, that's it. Oh, that's it, really. That's why I grab one. I grabbed one every day. I'd microwave for 30 seconds real quick and then carry it out the door and then eat it when I got to work. That's it.
Good method.
Saved how much money? I don't know. $40.
May I implore you?
Hit me with it.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a tortilla, though. You can get wheat tortillas.
Yeah, yeah.
Same ground turkey. Love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea. It's a good meat. It's a lean meat.
It is lean. It's weird.
But you can season it pretty well and everything.
Weird texture to mush with your hands.
Are soft boiled your preferred way? Scrambled?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It depends on the situation.
So basically what I'm saying is take that sandwich and turn it into a breakfast burrito.
I've done the breakfast burritos before.
Prep them with wax paper.
Yep. Yep.
Because then you can just have the wax paper and throw it straight in the microwave.
So what I've done in the past is I did breakfast burritos.
And you can freeze them. You don't have to fridge them.
And I just, what did we wrap them in?
Because essentially you
got to I think I tinfoiled them and then ate them cold.
See, so if you, the only difference there is doing the same thing, essentially making an omelet, putting it in a portable serving device, like a tortilla.
Yeah.
Wax papering it. And then shoving them in the freezer so they're frozen. And then you just take them out frozen, throw them in the microwave with wax paper and nuke them for a little bit. Done.
Yeah.
Delish.
The,
I just, you know.
The next one we're going to try is French toast. Like eggy, super eggy French toast. But with like veggies in it. Like tomatoes and stuff like that.
Okay, all right.
And then.
There's another option.
French toast. Then you just, you know, grab two of these eggy French toasts and just fucking...
Yeah, you can do that.
Stuff them in your mouth hole.
You can also... Let me hit you with something wild. Now, this would necessarily be a for both of you thing.
This is just a me thing.
Okay, that's it. It might not even be necessarily a you thing. But what
Samantha
you can
has
do
literally never eaten breakfast, I don't think, so...
Is... So, you know how... When you're doing French toast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You usually do an egg.
Yeah.
Milk, usually... I know some psychopaths probably use water to liquefy it. Yeah. Milk. And then some people, you know, brown sugar in there or brown, like cinnamon or something to give it
a little taste.
Get yourself a protein powder that you like and use that.
Mm. Interesting.
So you use that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get, you know, good flavors, chocolate, vanilla, cinnamon, whatever you want. But you can do that. And then you can essentially, because there's protein pancakes that you can just get.
Yeah, but they're like...
But like, you're fucking... Yeah. So you can just get a giant thing of protein powder and just throw a scoop of that in and use that as the base. And then you have still all the veggie and everything else, but in a, with a bunch of protein loaded into it.
Yeah. Well.
Just an idea.
The other weird thing is last weekend, I made sweet cakes, which are pancakes that you make with heavy cream.
That seems like the opposite of a good idea.
It was... they came out... They were delicious.
Oh, no, trust me. I believe you in, I believe you in the word delicious.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing where, like, the three cheese chicken tortellini soup that we've done, spinach and whatever, is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
In no way is that good for you.
Oh, no. No. But that was, we had no milk and we had heavy cream. So I was like, I didn't even know it was a thing. I was like, I could probably do this. And I started making it. And then I looked it up afterwards. And it's like, oh, it's a thing. They're called sweet cakes.
Gotcha.
So it's like, phew.
Well, if you didn't want to listen to us talk about cooking.
We talk about video games, too, sometimes.
True. And our cooking escapades would get some people really excited. Because we've done some stuff. It's been a while. We've also got to get back on that.
Yeah.
We've been cheating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Get back on the one-up train.
We've done a few things recently that I've thought, like, oh, this would be a good.
We've
a good Friday night.
Yeah, I say we've also talked about a few things just during this or doing whatever and been like been times like I wonder if I can transition that somehow. Even if I end up cooking enough to have a meal for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit cuz I'm in my house.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk about new releases that you could buy instead of food. Though you might need to eat food. I don't know. Either way, it's better than $50 at Dunkin'. Here we go. Number one, Hum, a detective noir story for the PC. Number two, Eterne Knights for the PC, PlayStation. Number three, The Isle Tide Hotel for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number four, Noir for the PC and PlayStation. Number five, Heretic's Fork for the PC. Number six, Super Bomberman R2 for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number seven, Ad Infinitum for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. I can feel. I can feel like, I don't know if it's my sinuses or what, with the slight changing of temperatures.
Yeah.
That it's just right in the back, like top part of my, I can just feel that nose to throat connection feeling real weird. Yeah. So I probably sound great. Number eight, Axolotl for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Or I guess that is AK Solotl. So I'm wondering if it's an axolotl with an AK.
I don't know what an axolotl is.
Yeah, you do. You've seen them. They're the little like salamander looking dudes that everybody loves that like are like bright white and they have the things out to the side.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You've seen them. You might not know them by name, but. Number nine, Construction Simulator Sanipak DLC for the PC and everything else it was already out on. Number 10, The Crew Motor Fest.
Shocking.
For PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. So if you're going to play that, maybe do it with Ubisoft Connect. Number 11, Deceit 2 for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. The thing I do every week with Matt.
Lies and Deceit.
Yep. Number 12, Gazzlers. I was going to read Guzzlers.
I also swapped that in my brain.
Yep, because Guzzlers would be a really weird game to put on PC, VR, and Quest, but this is Gazzlers on PC, VR, and Quest.
I mean, honestly, Guzzlers would make sense on PC, VR.
True. Number 13, Heavy Duty Challenge for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Every time I go to the bathroom.
Number 14, Mortal Kombat 1, Early Access. Every time I go to the bathroom, PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 15, Sugar Shack for the PC. My favorite shop. Number 16, Another Crusade for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. No Crusade jokes? Nothing?
I honestly had choice paralysis on that one.
My favorite type of thing. My favorite type of paralysis. Number 17, Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Sing and Swim Party.
You could go the Ted Lasso route and go Jamie Tart, you know.
I know the reference. Yeah, Jamie Tart.
Okay.
Don't become an insufferable Ted Lasso watcher.
I know, it's bad.
You start telling me believe in the middle of this podcast, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind.
I mean, you're more likely to get the Roy Kent out of me, which is fuck.
Yeah. True. But that resonates with everybody.
Yeah.
So Baby Shark, Sing and Swim Party for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 18, Baten Kaitos 1 and 2 HD Remaster for the Switch. Number 19, Body, Byteland Overclocked for the PC. And number 20, Brightside, Riddles and Puzzles for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch.
Thrilling new releases this week.
It's a lot of them. Yeah. Mortal Kombat Early Access. Curious to see how that ends up looking out.
I'm sure it'll be good.
I hope it's good.
Seem like they've... got it together.
Well, it can be some Mortal Kombat. Minus the fact that, again, I suck at fighting games.
I just suck at video games.
You don't play video games to suck at them.
Well, that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you don't play them, you suck at them more. Practice makes perfect.
Believe.
one or two or three or four, five or six. You evens, you odds.
You know what? Seven.
Okay, so you're going to be odds.
No, I'm only going to do story seven.
All right, that's fair.
Is there a seven story?
There is. There's a seven.
This is going to be the Matt show now for his believe comment. I'm going to make him suffer.
I'm just going to go first. I'm going to let you do your thing over there. Football Manager 2024 Mobile will launch exclusively on Netflix games. Existing players with a Netflix membership can access and install the game through the Netflix mobile app from launch. The FM24 app will still be available on the App Store and Google Play, but will only be accessible with a Netflix account and login. FM24 Mobile will be released on November 6th, the same day as on PC and consoles. The game has been described as the, quote, end of an era, unquote, as developer Sports Interactive switches to Unity for FM 25.
Or do they? When I read this, I was like, why? Luckily, I don't give a shit. It doesn't affect me.
Doesn't affect you.
Not the Unity thing. The Unity thing is I'm excited for, but the mobile specifically. I was like, okay, really weird that it's going to be an exclusive Netflix thing. Like, it's just weird. Yeah, I'm sure they got bait, but like,
yeah,
it's just weird.
Well, I thought it was weird, yes. Good idea, bad idea, too early to tell. Perhaps a shrewd business move, maybe. I can't imagine the adoption rate of FM24 mobile is extremely high.
So I don't know what the actual mobile numbers they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it does decent on Google Play Store or whatever.
Yeah.
Just for the people that can't stop
mm-hmm.
doing whatever they're doing. But it's a much simpler version than the desktop version.
Yeah.
This is starting to irritate the hell out of me. The microphone thing. Nope. Nobody at home understands what I'm talking about. Doesn't matter.
If I had a dollar for every time I agonized over buying new mic stands, I would have probably $25.
It's a lot. Yeah. The funny thing is that I have the one that I like.
Yeah.
I have the one I love.
Yeah.
But that's for my personal use, not this shit show. Mm-hmm.
Just fucking insults over here.
Not to you. To us.
I'm not laughing at you. Insulting with you.
at our own expense. It's funny because it's the sign-in, using the Netflix sign-in even on your phone now.
Yeah.
But it's the part where I wonder how many people will see it on Netflix and try it.
That's kind of where I was at as well. And like, who's the person? Maybe some weird demographic analyst or something figured out that the crossover between Netflix subscribers and FM players is like really high. Or
do you like drop a new show? Like all or Amazon's All or Nothing, which focuses on football clubs,
mm-hmm.
similar, which is it's in the vein of Drive to Survive. Like they're kind of similar. Drive to Survive does the better. Like we're not going to pull any punches and mm-hmm. not going to make it like a feel good story, but
yeah,
Amazon's a little different.
Yeah,
but are you going to do something like that? I have a football show, which they do have a couple on Netflix, but have a football show and then at the end of it or like in random parts play ads for like Football Manager. And like, kind of like weave people, mm-hmm. you know.
Maybe.
Oh, the series ended. May we suggest this other series or play Football Manager? Do you want to lead Stoke City to glory?
Netflix's whole game thing is kind of bizarre to me. Like, I don't. Because it doesn't really. You'd think they would push it more.
I don't think they believe in it enough yet.
Well, that's kind of where it's weird to me, I believe.
Because I don't know what they like. This is the first big thing, other than a couple random little things that they've done and their own in-house like movie project.
Yeah,
this is the first time where they're taking the first time they're taking a title that I actually give a shit about, and then doing something with it in that space.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they're working on things.
If they put like all the Jackbox stuff in there too, I think that would probably do numbers, because that's very similar.
Yeah, that would make sense. That'd make a lot of sense. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Speaking of Unity, number two. Starting on January 1st, a Unity runtime fee will be charged to any game that has passed a revenue threshold in the past year and a lifetime install count. The amount of the fee and the thresholds in question vary depending on the type of Unity subscription the developer has. The announcement was met with anger on social media, with developers concerned that this will impact those with deals to be on Game Pass, releasing demos, or including their title in charity bundles, among other things. Another concern was that developers would be charged each time users delete and reinstall a game, speaking to Axios, Unity's Senior Vice President for its Create Services, Mark Witten, assured that only the initial installation would result in a fee. However, an extra fee will be charged if a player installs a game on a second device. For example, downloading it to Steam Deck after already installing it on PC. Studios with titles heading to Game Pass or other subscription services were also assured that the fee would be charged to the distributor, Microsoft, which I'm sure made them a lot of happiness. Some updates. Unity has closed its San Francisco and Austin offices Thursday and today in response to what it called a credible death threat, according to Bloomberg. And so far, 16 studios have switched off the Unity ads and Iron Source SDKs in all of their titles and say they will not restore them until the new conditions are reconsidered.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of more details on this as well, if you're interested.
It's a lot of bullshit Unity's trying to pull.
It is wild how...
There's also rumors of insider trading.
I don't know. This is another one of those situations where, like, how did this get by so many people without someone being like, hey, maybe we should ease into this?
Or that's
maybe
the person that got thrown out of the window.
Exactly. That probably is the case. I don't know. Just wild changes.
6 days before this happened, major C-suite players in their company sold roughly 12,000 shares each of the company.
So people, I didn't hear any of this, so this is interesting. So people knew this was a bad idea and was like, well, I'm bailing on this situation.
It was the top-level C-suite guys that probably knew they were going to face backlash and will probably buy again when it's low now. And insider trade is the way I would probably view that if I was a court system looking at that number.
Which they won't because they're
in. Or they might not have a choice if they get sued. Which there's rumors of a class action going around from all the devs.
This is... because I don't know.
It also... this is me, tinfoil. I'm going to full tinfoil hat on this.
You get tinfoil hat? I'm going to tinfoil hat in another way, but go ahead.
Perfect. So, I'll tinfoil hat to this point. They were asked multiple times on Twitter, because what better place to have full multi-level headed discourse about a full company policy that would change millions worth of dollars across to everybody than on Twitter. And people were like, well, what about piracy? Like, if I install it and I don't buy it, I could, in theory, bankrupt a developer if I went crazy enough.
Yeah.
Obviously, the scenario that you'd have to go crazy is pretty crazy. But, like, you could essentially target...
Yeah.
Target a dev you didn't like. Especially if that dev was an individual person.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven forbid somebody's indie game blew up.
Yeah.
They're kind of fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's that option. They were asked, like, well, what about piracy? And they said, we have our own internal piracy detection things, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Well, what are they? Because there's a lot of things. I don't know if this would cross into this realm, because I'm going to speak out of my ass. You know the GDPR stuff that's in Europe? That was a whole lot of, like, not tracking without giving full awareness to what they're tracking, yada, yada. So, like, when you go to a bunch of sites now, it's a lot of the cookie exceptions and all of, like, the disclaimers of, we're looking at this, yada, yada, yada. That's basically brought out of the European stuff, so the sites are compliant over there and they're not banned. If they've randomly been tracking a bunch of shit on people's computers, that would get them kicked out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's not okay. Especially seeing how technically then you're leaving something behind if you're saying that the install on the one device only counts once. What if I reinstall Windows? And reinstall the game? Does that count as a second device? Obviously, I don't expect you to have an answer. But there's so many questions that it's like, did nobody think that this was going to go over without anybody else with a slight bit of common sense going...
Well, I mean, this is that classic.
What about my 9,000 questions?
This is the classic, like, the people making the decisions don't really have no fucking idea how any of it works.
No, they just like money.
Yeah. They're just like, well, why don't we just charge everyone who installs it? And then, like, the dude, the smart guy in the back is like, you can't do that. And they just fucking, they just act like he doesn't exist.
Yeah, they're like, so you're going to charge them for demos? Yeah, no, exactly, we are, yeah. Are you stupid? Shut up, you're fired. Oh, okay, all right. So, in response to a bunch of this,
RPG Maker came out with a bunch of statements that were really fucking with some people. They were entertaining because they were taking direct shots at Unity. I believe Unreal Engine tweeted within hours of this announcement, hey, here's your guide to your first hour in Unreal. Let us know if you have any questions. So
yeah, Unity just essentially...
they shot themselves in the foot so hard that, man, you thought the X amount of people that they let go like a couple months ago was bad? This would cripple them.
Yeah. And you're going to see the CEO resign in a couple months and get a huge fucking parachute payout.
Oh, well, he's going to get a parachute payout anyway. All the C-suites, somebody found the public information of like bonuses and stuff that they've taken from like the Unity site or whatever. And it's massive from all the C-suites, like the financial guys, I think taking like $13 million or whatever. Like there's just, the numbers are just ridiculous. And it's like.
It is. It's absolutely.
So.
Unity.
Being pieces of shit. Used to like them.
Used to.
What a fall from grace.
Seems to be a trend these days.
Anyway, I installed Unreal on my computer just to fuck around with it.
Wow, got him. Do it up. Do you know how to say this guy's last name? You're a Call of Duty person or a Respawn person or
am I any of those things?
Yeah, kind of. More than me.
In the franchise that he's involved in.
More than me, so. Did he get started in Call of Duty went to oh, okay, I don't know.
Seeing how he technically worked for the God of War franchise.
Well, yeah, he did that, but...
where did you see Call of Duty in this story?
I didn't put it in the story.
Just wait for getting a fucking iPad thrown at me. I'm going to assume it's Asmussen.
Asmussen. Okay, Stig Asmussen.
Or, if you want to put a little bit... nah, put more on the U.
Asmussen?
Yeah. Musen.
Asmussen.
Stig Asmussen.
Stig Asmussen, game director of Respawn.
There's no accents across any of it, which is the weird part. Nothing on the U, nothing on the I.
I don't know. Game director of Respawn Star Wars Jedi franchise.
He's called the Stig.
Yeah. The video game Stig. is leaving EA. As reported by Bloomberg, Asmussen parted ways with the firm, quote, after careful thought and consideration, quote, to pursue other adventures. Asmussen previously told IGN that there were plans for a third game in the Star Wars Jedi franchise. Which is kind of strange for someone to... It's a little weird, but not a big deal.
That he says that and leaves? Or the other
way? Well, that you are in charge of the two games and you choose to leave before the third.
Like, depends or on during what the third. Depends on what the other adventures are.
That's true. Asmussen worked for Santa Monica Studio on the God of War franchise for over a decade, leaving in 2014. He joined Respawn after as a game director, leading development on Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor.
Hey,
there's a lot of tinfoil hat theories that he is going back to Sony Santa Monica for the next God of War.
Interesting.
But, you know, people are just... there's no...
no reason.
Yeah. Just people, you know, theorizing, wishing.
Leave before the remake comes out. See the remake, go back. Now the remake's done and try to...
well, apparently he was creative director or made or whatever God of War 3.
Oh, okay.
So people are like, oh, what if he's going back for the God of War 3 remake, you know?
Wild.
Yeah.
Number four, Ubisoft's X Defiant has been delayed after being denied certification by PlayStation and Xbox, which is actually hysterical.
I threw it in here specifically because I thought we'd get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
The game's executive producer, Mark Rubin, said, quote, we realized then that we had a lot more work related to compliance than we had anticipated, end quote.
This game what is gonna fucking what suck.
Does that mean? According to Rubin, the free-to-play team-based arena shooter will be resubmitted to first parties in less than 2 weeks, meaning X Defiant could see a mid-to-end of September release. However, the more likely scenario is the game will receive a conditional pass, quote, meaning we have time to do a day-one patch with some final fixes to ensure compliance, which pushes our date out to early/mid-October, end quote. It's not often you hear of a game getting denied.
By both,
though. By both, when you're ready to go.
And then they're like, we realized we had a lot more work related to compliance than we had anticipated. What the fuck?
Right. Like, how? What part did you not comply with?
That's not very confidence inspiring.
Like, how far off were you? And was it like fundamental things, or was it just like, oh, I need to add more to this?
Oh my God. I don't know. I love that story so much. Speaking of falls from grace, Ubisoft.
Right. I mean, mainly our podcast is just falls from grace.
Yeah.
We're here.
Be a good podcast.
Falls from grace.
Yep.
The Roman Empire.
The Catholic Church.
Have you seen that never had a gracious period? Have you seen the... Again, I shouldn't be looking. I'm getting so distracted looking at this. I think it's the tweets or Instagrams or whatever that have been going around that are like how often guys each day think about the Roman Empire.
Or something I like have. That. I saw the one that you posted, and I wanted to be like, I feel personally attacked right now.
Oh, because I think
you like retweeted.
I retweeted. I think I know who it was. I think it was Lily. Was saying that she talked to her friend's boyfriend or whatever. And asked him how much he thinks about the Roman Empire, and he said, like once or twice a day. And he's just like, what the fuck is going on? And I've seen it a few times since, and I'm like, yeah, no, I get it.
It's just...
Like, what is wrong with men? And you're like, busy. You won't believe the Roman Empire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, every day I'm relating current events to the Roman Empire.
The rise and or fall. In peak Roman Empire time.
I mean, generally the fall. I guess not the fall of the empire. The transition from the Republic to the Empire.
Ah, fair. Okay.
And you know what? In my little inside story here, little insight into my brain.
Buckle
is
up.
I relate everything to crossing of the Rubicon. So that pops up in my head all the time.
How do you get everything to the crossing of the Rubicon?
Just because, like, every choice, you know? Every choice. You cross like the Rubicon.
That you're crossing the Rubicon, or that you're one step closer to crossing the Rubicon?
Just kind of like metaphorically. Yeah,
metaphorically. This is our moment of crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah. Okay. I just, like, am constantly exaggerating everything in my head to be like, I'm crossing the Rubicon right now.
So, just like the movie Independence Day and the speech of this is our Independence Day.
Yeah.
And me using that at the same moment... For when my bagel order isn't right at Dunkin'.
Exactly.
And I'm out here in my car screaming, this is my Independence Day.
Yep.
That's the crossing the Rubicon moment.
I'm going to have to cross this fucking Rubicon, you know, or whatever.
I just picture you being like, I specifically ordered a medium coffee and this is a small. That's it. Rubicon.
This counter is the Rubicon and I'm going to come over there and fuck you up. Oh, God.
Check it into the state fair, go through this gate, cross the Rubicon.
Cross the Rubicon. bringing the legions in.
I just like that every idea now. I'm going to do the same thing now. Won't be able to help it. And you're just going to get a random text from me where I just say Rubicon.
Cross the Rubicon.
Damn.
Good stuff. History.
It's between that and Independence Day. Like, what else are great hills to die on? Just making everything your Independence Day.
I mean, the Rhine came up in conversation today, the Rhine River.
Well, how does the Rhine come up in conversation? You're like, yo, Cleopatra.
So
the Rhine.
Samantha, as you know, has no care in the world for history. But I will constantly just talk about
she
shit.
She is doomed to repeat herself.
Yes. So
I should tell her that one day she's gonna fucking hate me.
She's the only like young woman that works at her place of employment, and a lot of it is like older men who are history buffs.
So as like, they do thinking about the Roman Empire for the better part of the last 50 years of their lives.
Her boss is currently the guy who owns the company is currently in Europe. And he's doing like some historical stuff. And
tell me he's taking pictures in Italy of the Roman Empire.
She's been trying to remember where he is and what he's doing because he told her and was like, oh, you should just tell your husband we're doing all these things. And she couldn't remember because
right.
In one ear out the other. And then finally today she texts me just Rhine River or Rhine. The Rhine, I think, is where she texts me. And I'm like, oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense now.
I know roughly where he is.
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out. I was like, you know, like she's like something with Hitler. And I was like throwing all these things like, and she was trying to give me.
Oh, yeah, because she remembered. Because also, yeah, something with Hitler. Just for the record, there's a solid 30-year window. That doesn't narrow anything down.
That was the best part. She was like, oh, he's in Europe. He's someplace. I don't know. Something to do with Hitler. I'm like, Hitler in Europe. You're really giving me a lot to work with here.
Let's see. I got anywhere from 1900 to about 1950.
I'm like, that encompasses literally two world wars, all right, if we're really talking about Hitler right now. But
all right, ready? The U.S. That's your clue. what time period? There isn't just, that's it.
Go for it. Nah, so he's on like a riverboat tour going down the Rhine. So, you know, Rhine River. There it is.
I mean, I guess that's a thing you can do in Europe.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. So many choices. Hey, do number five, I guess.
Okay.
Embracer is considering the possible sale of Gearbox Entertainment. The sale of the Borderlands maker would be a part of the firm's restructuring program, announced back in June. Sources familiar with the matter said the firm is considering selling off the studio after receiving interest from third parties. Embracer acquired Gearbox in a $1.3 billion deal in 2021.
Pretty big.
Do you want to take any stabs at any guesses?
Who would want to buy them?
What third party would be interested in Gearbox?
What third party? Specifically, or when they say third party, do they mean just an outside of the Embracer family party?
I'm assuming outside the Embracer family because this is interest from third parties, which kind of makes me think, all right, so if you're Embracer and you say third parties, I don't know. I mean, I guess my gut reaction makes me think it's not one of the big three.
That's what they want you to think.
Exactly. So I'm going to say there's no restrictions on who it could be.
So,
I'm going to pull out a Sean Layden term and say it's going to be a non-endemic entity.
Oh, look at you remembering a Layden quote. Microsoft seems obvious because they've been buying. In that same breath, PlayStation seems obvious because why wouldn't they try to snag it first?
Mm-hmm.
In both of those breaths, Ubisoft is struggling and would do that stupid of a move.
I got one for you. Netflix.
Also interesting. Amazon.
Yep. That was going to be number two.
Square.
You want another one?
Capcom.
Saudi Arabia Investment.
Ooh. After they had a failed deal go through, they sell them Gearbox. For the same money.
And then you could throw in Tencent and all the other big.
What about The Rock or Kevin Hart?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I don't know. I'm thinking of like that movie that's supposed to be coming at some point.
I know, which is kind of wild because, you know, I hate it, but it feels right.
I don't know why your tone in the turn and look at me for I hate it but it feels right just like struck a nerve in me where I left my body.
I don't know, because it feels right.
It was the delivery of and everything. I just saw a moment where I saw us being videotaped and watching this moment back, and you going, but it feels right, and me just being like,
what the fuck?
Are we cowboys on a mountain? What the fuck is about to happen here?
All right. This is like the...
All right.
Hey,
let's talk about Roblox.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, have you heard of my new Lincoln vehicle?
He was doing an NPR interview the other day, and he straight up quoted out of the Bible. And I was like...
I believe that. There have been a lot of things going around in the Bible lately.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it.
Oh, no, neither do I. I absolutely hate it. I abhor it, actually. The most recent one I saw was, it was on Twitter, and it was a, forgive me, Catholic or Christian, do not remember what her, it was one of the C's denomination was. And... there's another one. This was like organizing a tournament, a Halo tournament.
This took a turn.
Yeah, no, it was organizing a Halo tournament, and it was supposed to be, I believe, like a female Halo tournament.
Okay.
Was the way that they pitched it. And they said, I was making channels in the Discord for the Halo tournament this, or for the ladies Halo tournament this weekend or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then said, it almost read like the Nick Castellanos home run thing, like as a man of faith. And it said that, and it was like, as a so-and-so, because I believe in this, and I believe that God created everybody in his image, I will not be allowing trans people to compete in the tournament.
Oh, okay.
And
there it is.
Everybody in the gaming universe went, what? And then... you know, the religion thing starts up. So a couple people back her.
As it does.
And say, you know, hey, no, we agree. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we're not hating anybody, but we, you know, we agree. And we're like, no, you're hating and discriminating. That's how that works. While also then,
wait a minute.
Because, you know, anybody that truly hates the Bible knows the Bible.
Yeah, I mean, that's how
and
that
so
works,
here you know. Come the quotes. For yada, 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 you know, made in his own image, but loves all and accepts all and just throwing all the quotes at them. And then I never saw them again.
Yeah.
Because they got fucking yeeted off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. They lost every sponsorship they had, like all their partners, because there are a couple like it's like gamer group partners of like, here's this. I can't remember what one of them was, but like a gamer energy drink or something like that. Not Game Fuel or not Game Fuel or anything, but like the smaller ones, people were like tagging them and being like, is this what you guys stand for? And they're like, oh, we've already terminated our contract with them.
Yeah.
It was just like, man, you could not speed run losing money faster.
You think they were just like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I throw up a quote about trans people.
Got it. It's either that or it's like they do fully believe in what they were saying and then just had the crazy part to say, I'm going to say this on Twitter. Where there's surely no way I'll get canceled.
It's a fucking Bible. It's a book, people. That was written.
Not even real.
Yeah, it was literally. It's literally a work of fiction. I mean, sure.
The only thing that the Bible
give you that it might be based on true events. Based on. I could give you that.
I won't. I'll give you inspired by.
Yes, thank you. That's a better way of putting it.
Because inspired by true events. I don't think there was a plague of locusts summoned on Egypt.
Yeah. Unless that just happened to be when there was locusts.
I also don't think, because my favorite, the other one is the one of the abortion stories, right? You know, abortion's not good, not good, yeah. Whatever. And I'm like, I'm kind of not having a fence in the fight because as far as I'm concerned, for the most part, really not my problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the classic... But doesn't affect me. I don't give a fuck.
Sure. And then, you know, you get the people that are outside Planned Parenthood and whatever with all their signs of, you know, yeah. You're going to burn in hell. And I'm like, I was going to do that anyway, but I appreciate it. And then they followed up with, you know, abortions aren't bad. I'm like, you do remember the point when God killed all the firstborn sons in Egypt. If we're going by your story.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Do you want to go with, and then they leave. And you're like, all right, so shut the fuck up then.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, but just that we're also clear, at one point I did try to have somebody sacrifice their own son on top of a mountain, and I let them get real close before I yelled, no, wait, it's a joke.
Yeah.
I just want to see if you'd actually do it. Psych. Can you imagine getting to that level? Not just being like God, not being ready to kill your own son. Neither one of those levels. The level where you would convince somebody else to follow you by killing their own son.
In that same vein, I've had a lot of thoughts recently.
Don't say that.
We're going completely left turn here.
Okay.
So, you know, in the same realm as the whole Roman Empire.
Right, yeah. We're crossing the Rubicon.
Yes. I've been thinking a lot about how ancient peoples would interpret things.
Like modern things or just how they
like things that we take for granted. So like we know what the weather is going to be.
Right. And most of them did what I'm not gonna make that joke. Sorry. I was gonna go tangent you immediately into the joke of like, yeah, and at scout camp when I was a kid, we had a weather rock.
Yeah.
And if the rock was wet, it was raining. If the rock was missing, a tornado happened.
That's kind of my point. So like we know when it's going to thunderstorm or when something crazy is going to happen, a fucking hurricane's going to come that.
Pretty accurately.
Can you imagine being in the ancient society, going about your day, maybe it's 70 degrees, 75 degrees, and you're chilling, and then 2 hours later, there's a fucking tornado or a hurricane or a massive thunderstorm or something like that, or...
Yeah. Can you imagine, while we're here, Pompeii?
Yeah. So it's like...
Ignore the fact that everybody's dead. You're just enjoying a Saturday out having some tea, and all of a sudden, the rock that you guys have been living near explodes.
Yeah. Or we get, like, you know, a fucking blood moon or something like that. People are probably, like, losing their...
The first people
their
to see...
Their goddamn minds.
The first and last people to see the first tsunami?
Yeah.
Where'd the water go? Anybody else seen this, like, weird?
You want to go hang out out there? Anyways, video games.
First people with fire had to be a wild time.
Oh my god, so many burns probably.
Just complete confusion.
Oh yeah.
Again, back to the, why are you cutting a baby in half? That's my style of solving a problem though. But like, oh, you want to both claim it? I'm going to cut it in half then and give you half. Oh, you're not really complaining. Okay, well, it's not your kid then.
Oh, wild.
But still like just wild problem solving. Oh, did you not want us to kill everybody? Put lamb's blood on your door. That'll stop me.
Oh, yeah.
They're like vampires. Oh, they can't cross the threshold to your house if you don't invite them in. They must wait outside. Ooh, hearths are so bad.
None of it makes any sense.
It's all there, and I like mystical interpretations of it. Like I like certain, you know, parables, or like there's some good stories that you can kind of pull out of things if you understand their stories.
Well, it's like fairy tales.
Cain and Abel's a wild time.
It's literally like fairy tales are meant to be lessons,
right?
That are metaphors for life,
right? And we should have at a certain
interpreted
point,
literally.
And even then, at a certain point, we should have ditched half the book. If we're going to do that, we should have actually cherry picked the good things and then moved away from the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to stone people anymore. Just want to be clear about Leviticus as a whole. We don't really need that chapter.
I mean,
the
some people should be stoned.
I miss the gallows.
I never
had a chance to throw tomatoes at somebody. And I would love in the middle of town down here to just have a sign up that says kid toucher. And I'm hucking the hardest tomatoes I can at them.
I agree. Gallows should come back. But I also agree that guillotine should come back.
Ooh, yes, I'd agree with that. I also want Marie Antoinette to come back. Just for the moment.
I've always wanted to build a guillotine.
I don't necessarily want to build one. I just want to actually go to a place where they like do the melons and pumpkins mm-hmm. with one.
Yeah.
Like a farmer's museum.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, yeah, this is how sharp this is. And then you realize that it cuts a string in mm-hmm. two, and you're like,
yeah.
Like down the spine of this, you're like, wow, that's so ridiculous. It's like when I was talking about fuck the news.
There's nothing good this week, anyways.
But when we were at the state fair, and we were walking through the farming building of like the old equipment. The agriculture museum.
Yes.
And I still remember my favorite thing in there is the shovel that would have been the worst shovel in the world. I'd fucking kill you if you ever handed it to me at your house. It's like, hey, can you help me dig a hole? And it's a literal plywood plank. It's like, yeah, just use this. I attached a broom handle to it. You're fine. But like some of the steel work that they had of devices, and you're just like, you guys had to have been just yoked out of your minds. To move some of this around.
Oh, yeah. Shit's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then you see photos of them, and they're not like...
They look frail and old.
Yeah. So that just leads me to believe that they were like the tonest fucking people ever. So you go to touch their arm, and it's just like a fucking steel cord.
Yeah. Granny's taking her shirt off at the end of the night to go to bed, and she's just got an 8-pack, and you're like,
yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
We should go to, like, Salem or something. I'm pretty sure they have, like, a... Speaking of weird contraptions and...
Well, Salem's gonna have a lot of shit.
Yeah.
We were pretty close.
We should go to one of those, like, weird fucking...
We weren't too far off that one time.
What are they called? I want to say, like, a torture museum, but that's not what they're really called. Like,
I don't know, a witch trial museum?
Maybe, something like that.
I mean, I'm sure they do, because we weren't too far off when we were in Carlin. We were, like, 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess we should continue on.
I guess so. Because we can talk about Roblox.
Ugh.
And how they introduced a gallows system. No, not really. Organizers called off the Roblox Innovation Awards following the arrest of a developer. As reported by the San Francisco Chronicle, jail records show developer Mikhail Olson, also known as SimBuilder, was arrested on suspicion of having an unattended concealed firearm in his vehicle in addition to being in, quote, possession of armor-piercing ammunition and a large-capacity magazine, unquote. Security at the conference alerted local police after an attendee was acting disorderly.
California.
Why?
I don't know.
You're a Roblox developer.
I don't know. I mean, if I was a Roblox developer, I'd probably want to kill people, too.
Would you?
Yes.
It's Roblox.
It's an abomination on this earth.
Then don't develop it.
If there was a god, he should smite thee.
It just brings me to, what is it, Bruce Almighty or whatever? Or the smite me, almighty smiter.
Oh, man. Wild. Although.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
This is back to the religion thing out of nowhere. when I said it was, I appreciated like the fantasy takes on it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Vatican is fucked up and all the other things around it. Angels and demons. What's the other? Da Vinci Code a little bit involves it. But there was a book I read 2017 maybe that was dealing with essentially a guy that had spit on Christ in whatever BC, like as he was dragging his cross through the town to go to the hill.
Okay.
And I believe the, I can't remember if he spit on him or if he said something to him to like degrade him. And as a curse, as Christ essentially made him immortal.
Okay.
In that moment. And so he goes and continues his thing, goes on the cross, yada, yada. But then this guy just lives infinitum until he's either like repented or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he lives all these different lives, you know, essentially goes through, lives with his wife until she passes, disappears for a few years, ends up meeting somebody else and yada, yada, yada. So like it's kind of talking about all that stuff. And then it comes to this point where he is either ready to die or something like that and ends up having to like battle Satan or some hellspawn because he's not supposed to be immortal, obviously. Like he's still living in the regular world.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vatican knows that he kind of exists, but they can never find him because they want the secret that he has and yada, yada. It's a really like interesting book. That you don't realize is that way until like halfway through when they kind of explain it to you.
Huh. Interesting.
I'll see if I can find it because I have it on my Audible. And it was actually like really entertaining to listen to.
Interesting. I'm probably trying to get this shit to work. Next up, we did have some good old state of play that took place, a PlayStation state of play, as the kids say. We are terrible enjoyers of video games, so we didn't watch it because honestly, it wasn't that exciting.
We're also running longer than I thought we would.
Oh boy, recap, state of play recap. We're just gonna rip through the things they showed. Baby Steps. Which is the whole Benefati physics adventure thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Learning to walk again.
Exactly. Roblox Hamilton. Whatever the hell that is.
The play in Roblox?
I think that sounds like what they did.
Yep.
Then there's a VR Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord coming out October 26th.
Rise of the Ghost Lord?
Yep.
Okay. I thought you said Goat Lord for a second.
Both are frightening. Resident Evil 4 had a tease for VR mode and a launch date for its Separate Ways campaign, which is September 21st.
Resident Evil 4 remake also coming to iPhone 15.
Yeah, iPhone 15's got a slew of things going on there.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the iPhone briefly. Not really in depth, so don't worry.
Thank God.
Conference
alone was painful enough.
Avatar game was shown, Frontiers of Pandora.
Where is that game?
December 7th.
We'll see.
A date that will live in infamy.
Where we will cross the Rubicon.
Ghost Rider 2 is getting a demo on October 26th. And there's more colors coming for the PlayStation 5, the Deep Earth Collection, which is red, white, and blue.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. That's not how that works at all.
No.
Deep Earth is brown and green.
Well,
like red.
I mean, Deep Earth Collection. Deep. Let's be honest here. Red, white, and blue. All right. America is the Earth. Take it over.
Says Japan.
Listen, there's a lot of psychological damage there. A lot of deep, deep psychological damage.
I still don't know how Oppenheimer ends.
That's probably a good thing. Helldivers 2 unfortunately got a delay. It is moving to February 8th.
That sucks.
Yep.
But also probably good. Probably beneficial for us.
Yes. And well, probably for the game as well.
Moves it out of the way of things. So. Mm-hmm.
They showed Marvel Spider-Man 2, of course, because they got to cram that down everyone's throat.
Again.
Tales of Arise is getting an expansion called Beyond the Dawn. And that's coming out November 9th. Hunkei Star Rail is coming out October 11th, whatever the hell that is.
Free to play.
Foam Stars has an open beta starting September
29th. I wonder if anybody will play that.
No one will. There's something tickling my ear. I'm not a fan.
Hello, it's me.
And then finally they had to show, you know, it's PlayStation, and so they're like, oh, show Final Fantasy quick. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. February 29th. And that was the state of play.
So not too much. Didn't really miss much. So let's go right into the Nintendo's Direct.
Let's do it.
So we go to the Splatoon 3 DLC side order with a little bit of Nier kind of going on. Mario vs. Donkey Kong returns to the Switch with an updated version on February 16th. Prince of Persia The Lost Crown is coming January 18th to the Switch. Fucking Horizon Chase 2 and Konami Rhythm Party Game Super Crazy Rhythm Castle had to Switch on November 14th. And Spy X Anya Operation Memories and Spy X Family World sometime next year. Super Mario RPG Remake is supposed to be coming November 17th. Trace Memory is getting a Switch release called Another Code Recollection, including the sequel that never got released in North America on January 19th. Princess Peach Showtime, a costume-changing action platformer starring the princess, to do everything from solve crimes to a pirate that bakes, March 22nd. Oh, sorry. Solve crimes, be a pirate, and bake. Okay. Not a pirate that bakes. Saga fans can be pumped. What? Hello? With what? Saga Emerald Beyond coming in 2024. The first three Tomb Raider games are coming to Switch in a Tomb Raider 1 through 3 remastered collection. February 14th. Detective Pikachu returns on October 6th. Trombone Champ is officially on the Switch. I really hope that there is... Oh, it does say there's gyro controls. Hell yes. Using the Joy-Cons to play a trombone. Let's go. Battle Crush is a mythological battle royale. It's kind of more of a MOBA. Also out now. Contra, Operation Galaga, which is a different name than I expected to, sometime next year. VanillaWare's next game, Unicorn Overlord, is coming in March 8th. Grabbing Ghosts. Oh, nope. Never mind. Ignore that. That's Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is set to hit the Nintendo Switch next summer. The Nintendo Museum in Japan is set to have construction finished by 2024.
March. Thrilling.
And hey, there's some more amiibos.
I can't believe we're still making those.
I know, right? They made another three. One, two, three, four, five, actually. F-Zero 99 is, well, you guessed it, just like Tetris 99. 99 down to one.
Amazing. Didn't see that one coming.
Bandle Tale, a League of Legends story from Graveyard Keeper dev Lazy Bear Games, is going to be on its way in 2024. And Tequila Works 3D platformer Song of Nunu hits on November 1st. It's all League stuff. Not League. That you know any of it. WarriorWare Move It comes out November 3rd. Sudoken Sukaden successor Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes is coming on April 23rd. Chucklefish's Eastward is getting a Farm Life DLC in Octopia. Wargroove 2 is coming on October 5th. Dave the Diver makes its way to the Switch on October 26th. Wave 6, which is the final pack of Mario Kart courses, coming this holiday with the Daisy Circuit. And God, they're adding so much shit to that. Among Us is getting a new map in October.
There's a lot in this.
And then there was a lot of other stuff, because the part 2 of the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLC, the Indigo Disc, is still slated for winter of this year. And then we get Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door, is coming to Switch in 2024. So, yeah, there you go. A lot of stuff.
There was, I think it was 40 minutes long?
Yeah, that's what it was slated for.
Yeah.
Per their release, anyway.
All right, rumor roundup. That's going to be a short one this time. It's not very exciting. There was some skate parkour gameplay leaked online. There was Assassin's Creed Mirage gameplay leaked online. 88 minutes of it.
Also will be available on the iPhone 15.
Yep. That's also true. Which is later on in the article.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck off.
Yeah, iPhone. Natively playing AAA games.
For the record, they don't look great. But
yeah.
They look like they're playing on a phone, but it is still impressive they're playing on a phone.
And USB-C now. We lost.
You lost.
I feel nothing for the Lightning port. I'm just saying stagnation.
I like that they said it's a USB-C port that you will still need to adapt to everything else. Hell because yeah. We're still not going to give you a headphone.
It's fucking jack, Apple, so, bro. Yeah. I got a fuck. Anyways.
Dude, would you like to buy this $40 dongle?
You're going to have to, you little bitch. Horizon Forbidden West Complete Edition is coming to PC soon. A Fallout TV show teaser was leaked.
Just give me the show.
You didn't watch it? I took the time to send that to you and Dewey, and neither of you douches watched it.
I don't know if you did. Oh, that was the Twitter thing.
Yes. It was teaser trailer.
I hit play, but I didn't really pay attention to it at all. So I didn't realize that's what it was.
Twist the knife.
You want to know why? Well, one, because I didn't really pay attention to what it was. But two, I've seen enough set show shots. Just give me the show.
He doesn't pay attention to anything I send him because he hates me.
That's not true at all.
There's a bunch of nerdy leaks related to the Switch 2, like what process the chip will be fabbed on and whatnot. So if you're
that's nerdy.
A big old geek, dive on in there. God. Dive on in between Nintendo's legs and lap it up.
All right, let's talk about some questionable things that we didn't write full paragraphs on. The lap it up is where I had to move you on. Playtika has acquired InPlay Labs, the mobile studio behind games such as Tiles of Fortune and Animals and Coins. Everybody knows those two games. Playtika will pay an upfront fee of $80 million to acquire the Israel-based studio, which could increase to up to $300 million.
We're going to go back and forth on these. California-based Ascendant Studios has laid off about 45% of its employees.
I love when he takes authority.
The layoffs come 3 weeks after releasing the studio's first game, Immortals of Avium. According to Polygon, 40 employees were let go from the studio. A former worker told Polygon that low sales were a primary reason for the layoffs.
Interesting that 40 employees is about 45%.
Yeah, a lot smaller than I would have expected. Yeah,
especially for an EA studio.
Ubisoft. Yeah, but then, like, if you're that small...
How can you afford to let go of half your team?
True. But also, if you're that small, then, like, what were you, like, were you genuinely expecting this game to be amazing if you weren't, like, if you weren't supplying it with, like, a bigger staff?
Yeah, who knows? Ubisoft plans to close its London mobile studio, best known for the Hungry Shark series. Hungry Shark franchise will now be managed by Ubisoft Barcelona, which has already been supporting the IP, and that is a weird
thing when you think about it.
Hungry Shark?
No, Ubisoft Barcelona. Which accent do I do for that?
French?
Or Spanish?
I... Which one's which?
Exactly. Well, Ubisoft would be French.
Yes, I know that.
And Barcelona would be Spanish. So do you say Ubisoft Barcelona?
I don't know. Half time they start to sound the same.
As you can see, I'm clearly in Spain.
Donald Mustard.
Oh, my God.
Colonel? Chief Creative Officer of Epic Games has announced that he will retire from the firm following the news of Mustard's exit. News.
Ketchup's taking over, boys.
Charlie Wen has been named as the new Chief Creative Officer of Epic Games. He served as a creative consultant at Riot Games for 7 years.
It's wild that Mustard's retiring.
Yeah?
Only because we've seen him, since Fortnite's been taking off, he's been like one of the more prominent figures. And it's just like, we always heard about him. During all of Fortnite's beginnings, and then it kind of dipped. He was out of the limelight during a lot of the Apple stuff. That name always came up. If we go back, if we ever went back on our podcast, you'd hear us talking about Donald Mustard a lot. And to have him just be like, I retire. I'm like,
I don't understand why more people don't do this though. Like if you're fucking,
he's got to have so much money. If you're
filthy rich, yeah. Why do you work?
When they were turning over $500 million a quarter?
Yeah. What executives get paid nowadays? You know how much fucking money that dude's got to have?
Oh yeah. Well, it's a good thing. That's why he's retiring and not saying, I'm going to go into consulting.
Yeah. I would do the same thing. I'd be like, I'm going to go live on a fucking yacht.
I'm curious how old he is.
I'm going to look it up while you go.
All right. Number 5, EU antitrust regulators are reportedly asking companies if they are affected by Microsoft changes to its proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard, which was modified to win approval in the UK. Sources told Reuters that an EU investigation into the UK deal is not likely. Number 6, Square Enix has lost nearly $2 billion in its value since the launch of Final Fantasy 16. Square Enix said alongside its latest financial results that Final Fantasy 16 did not meet its sales goals and also reported a 66% drop in profit. I don't like that Matt put this in here because Final Fantasy is not their problem.
Well, you know.
The problem is that they expected Final Fantasy to be the only thing to solve to help keep them afloat when they released, I think, 8+ stinkers in a row. Outsiders was not profitable at any point. And there's like 5 other things I can name.
Yeah, but from, you know, the money perspective, everyone was banking on Final Fantasy being the thing keeps them afloat.
It's also the best thing to write a headline about.
Yes. Which,
but it's not.
They go hand in hand.
It is not what made them lose money.
Yeah.
There are 6 decisions beforehand that made them lose money, and Final Fantasy was never going to bring all of that money back.
Yeah. 47.
Pretty good year to retire.
Yeah.
Shit.
A new Sensor Tower report says mobile puzzle games have generated $42 billion Sensor Tower began tracking data in 2013.
Speaking of mobile games, that's just puzzle games. How about mobile racing games? Nintendo announced that Mario Kart Tour will receive its final new content next month.
A fire has destroyed part of Stalker developer GSC Game World's offices in Prague. No injuries have been reported. New injuries. It's a new injury for them. They've been getting fucked. Damages are estimated to be around $65,000. One of GSC Game World's developers provided an update in Discord saying that the floor requires a full restoration and clarified that further details of the accident are still being investigated.
So the quick thing, good that there's no injuries. Also, $65,000 doesn't seem like it's that bad, but maybe I don't know what
apparently it was all like backup. It was all server backups.
The next entry in the Sims series, codenamed Project Rene, will be available to play without a core game purchase or subscription at launch. EA also said that Project Rene and The Sims 4 will continue to exist side by side, with more content coming to The Sims 4 for the foreseeable future.
They are 100% going to the microtransaction route.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah.
According to Microsoft's Director of Live Gaming Operations at Xbox Game Studios, Kristen Cox, more than a dozen games are being worked on for Xbox.
A new story trailer for Avatar Frontiers of Pandora was released, and we already talked about that.
Yep, Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty, got a new cinematic trailer.
Like a Dragon developer, Ryu Gotoku Studio. studio will hold the digital product showcase next week. Let's fucking go.
Let's go. iPhone 15 stuff, which we already talked about. Do you have any strong feelings on the iPhone 15? Do you care?
I will say this. Strong feelings? No. I think it's a waste of money. But that's not a strong feeling, because I think a lot of high-end smartphones are a waste of money.
Like, yeah.
They're... I watched the conference. I watched it live.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Cook's my spirit animal. I live for a guy. I know that Steve Jobs did this as well, but he was in a turtleneck, and that's a little bit too pretentious. But Cook was just in a black t-shirt and khakis, and I'm like, when you got fuck you money, you can do that. But also, like, that's what everybody, as far as I'm concerned, should work in. Just don't, you know, don't look like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You can just look normal. I don't need you to be in a suit. Then there were a couple things that stuck out to me. USB-C was cool. The game thing was cool. The price was annoying.
Honestly, the price was surprised me.
It was surprising, but it was annoying because it's surprising that they kept the same price and everything like that. But it's, like I said, it's just in the beginning part where it's like, I know how much it's going to be, and I still think that's just too much for phones. But whatever, you're a premium phone maker. Do whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And it's not even so much that what they're charging, it's that I know the wrong people will pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll pay more than that than they would for, like, their mortgage or the apartment that they're living in or their car or, you know, like...
Yeah.
They'll spend... It's a humanity problem, not an Apple problem. It's like the same people that come in.
It's the same reason why the current average car payment in the U.S. is over $1,000.
Yeah. It's all just bougie shit for not practicality.
Yeah.
It's status things.
Mm-hmm.
The one feature that didn't make sense to me why the fuck they were harping at home was the dynamic dock. Or dynamic, whatever they call it.
Dynamic button?
No, the bar at the top.
Oh, the I know.
I want to say dock, but it's not called dock.
It might be dock.
I don't think it was alliterative.
It was dynamic.
It was dynamic something.
They had a weird name for it. You're right.
Yeah, but like essentially the taskbar for that, and they just kept hammering that home. And I was like, okay, that's a software update. Like, you can do that on other phones. There's no, it's not a reason to buy an iPhone 15. And then they went through the whole camera thing. Which, like, okay, the cameras are good. No denying the cameras are good.
Yeah.
But they kept talking about how, like, creators and movie people could shoot films on iPhones. And I was like, you guys are really overselling the amount of people that are actually shooting on these. Because Nolan is still using... We're still talking about the weight of the reel for Oppenheimer in theaters, not the MP3 we uploaded from the iPhone. But also the... I was like, man, why are they not acknowledging the fact that a lot of roughly 10 to 15 second TikToks are going to get recorded with this camera? Like, that's what's really going to happen. Yeah. And then the other feature that was cool, but I was like, we're not gonna talk about that, was the satellite thing, where if you didn't have service, you could have satellite access to still like get roadside and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like that was a part. I thought that was an iPhone 14 thing too.
So I thought that as well. And so this might have just been like an improved version.
Mm-hmm.
But at the top of the screen, while they're talking about it, it specifically says 2 years free with iPhone 15.
Yeah,
and then that there's like, yep, with the iPhone 15, and then they did that, and I went, so what is it after that ends?
Yeah.
If I keep my iPhone 15 at year 3, how much is that feature going to cost me? Because knowing them, it's my firstborn.
Yeah.
That I had to sacrifice at the top of the mountain I didn't have service on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and stop it with these weird stages. The stages and camera panning is like creeping me out.
Yeah. You went further than I did. I didn't watch it live. I watched the recap.
I was sitting at work doing some stuff, and one of the guys I was helping had it up on his other monitor, so we just watched it.
My issue is, I was surprised they kept the price the same, because I was assuming it was going to go more expensive. You know, inflation and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sick of... I mean, Apple's clearly lost their way a little bit. A lot of it. Whatever.
Oh, and the Pro was titanium. That was their, like, big...
Yeah, which that's what I'm getting to is like, I'm sick of the gimmicks. The colors were shit to begin with, but like when that's a big thing, like, ooh, the colors or ooh, titanium. And then they fucking got rid of the Switch, which is, you know, the vibrate silent switch, which is an iconic iPhone feature that I've never heard anyone complain about. I've only ever heard people be like, I love the switch for a variety of reasons, because like it's satisfying more than anything else. You just click it back and forth. Love it.
Oh, so it's like an actual like...
Yeah, it's a switch.
Oh, okay.
Now they have the dynamic button, which... Okay. Great. Another fucking button that doesn't do what you want it to do. Like, the power button that doesn't actually turn off the power, it just turns Siri on.
Yeah, yeah.
All that gimmicky shit. There was something else there, but I don't remember what it was. I'm just... It's just whatever at this point. That's battery life is awful on phones generally, on iPhones generally.
I think theirs was quoted at a day.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I have probably the worst iPhone as far as battery life goes. I cannot make it through a work day without my phone dying.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad.
I have to charge my phone usually by lunchtime. Granted, I use my phone a lot more at work than people probably do. By 12:45, my phone's usually at 50% or less. So, but then again, I have an iPhone 12 mini, which are probably the worst phone as far as battery life goes in the past, I don't know, fucking 5 years of iPhones.
There's also nothing, doesn't matter who, for me, like who the manufacturer is, mm-hmm. Apple, Samsung, Huawei, I don't care, doesn't matter. If any of your, ever, in any of your press releases, you're talking about the colors of your phones, fuck off. Because guess what everybody in the right mind is going to do?
Put a fucking case on it.
110%. You should just make one color and be done with it.
Yeah. Should do the old, Ford Model T route. You can have it in any color you want, as long as it's black.
Exactly. Such
a good quote. That's a good quote.
But yeah, all right, cool. So that's everything. It's been 7 days. You got anything?
Not really. Did the old wedding anniversary because, the wife's got a double dip. She had to do the dating anniversary, like, ooh, we've been together 10 years, but then also be like, it's our 4-year wedding anniversary.
What is the 4-year one?
It depends on, Silk is the old one, I think.
Are there different timelines?
Yes. Oh. This is a whole fucking thing, dude. It's so dumb. Silk is the classic, and then the modern one is appliances.
They fucking... What? Why are these a thing?
I don't know, dude.
What is wrong with society?
We went for our anniversary.
This is a broad question.
We went to a couple thrift stores that she wanted to go to, and then we went out past Syracuse to this like greenhouse that also has a cafe, and that's their whole shtick, is like all of their food and everything is
from
they've grown it.
Pretty
and
cool.
We did a flight of mimosas that were all flavored, and they had edible flowers in them.
Interesting.
And they were delicious.
Okay, there you go then.
And then,
did you have like a favorite one? Favorite flower to eat?
I didn't. We actually didn't eat the flowers. They're edible, and they put them in the drink, but we didn't really eat them. We just drank the fucking mimosas.
I would have,
but
I would have chomped on one of them. You tell me it's edible, and you put it in there, I'm doing it.
There was a maple ginger mimosa that was really good.
Sounds like a good combo.
Yep. And then like I also got a turkey bacon sandwich that was like.
Did they shoot the turkey in front of you?
No. It was.
I'm picturing the other turkeys just walking around.
I wish that'd be fucking awesome. Yeah, it was all like goat cheese and all sorts of crazy shit. That was good. I have not played as much Starfield as I want to, so hopefully this weekend I'll actually play Starfield.
Yeah, I just played a bit today to get further. So
you're probably farther along than I am.
I think I'm like 10 to 11 hours.
Oh yeah, you're definitely further along than I am.
And
I just got to fucking New Atlantis.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've had to put myself on a path and just be like, we're just going.
Yeah.
Because the game's too big.
I landed.
If you play one game ever, like one game a year, this is probably great for you.
Yeah, that's kind of the route I think I'm going to go because I have so little free time, and you know how I am with playing games recently. I'm like, I'm just going to chip away at this.
But like, I'm a guy that will play anywhere from around like 50 games a year.
So you can apparently beat the game in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, if you just haul.
And
I know I can finish it in like 30 to like finish the storyline of it and still just have like exploration stuff. But again, I will then move on to other things I have to play. Yeah. So
I landed at New Atlantis for the first time, which is like basically the tutorial. And I was immediately arrested because I broke into the storage place immediately behind the ship. And I was arrested immediately and went to the jail.
I have not been arrested. I have not had contraband on my ship. I have also not found a ship to steal. Because every time I have managed to get over to ships, they take off on me.
Yep. I got sneeze.
second time. Third time.
Apparently they fly away if you don't have the piloting skill to.
Yeah. But I still want to get a bigger one than what I have. And I don't like obviously it's good that the game gives you a ship, right? Because it's a fucking space game and you need a way to get around. But I want my own, goddammit.
Yeah.
And so now I need to go procure one.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I have only had like one or two chances. I've come across a couple legendary things already.
Can't you board ships in space?
Yes.
I'm wondering how you
and do. I have done that.
And you couldn't take their ship.
You do it in the tutorial.
I didn't board anyone in space. Is it after New Atlantis?
No. I thought you boarded a Crimson Fleet one, maybe.
There's, that's got to be later on.
No, because it's the Crimson Fleet beforehand, when you're with Vasco, before you go down and deal with the bad guy.
Yeah.
Before you have to deal with the captain.
Didn't board a ship.
So you just blew up the ship with the dude on it that the Crimson Fleet took over.
Did they try to fight you?
Yes.
I 100% killed that motherfucker.
Okay. There's a dude, I think it's before you go to the planet to deal with the captain.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Crimson Fleet took over his ship and had him held like hostage and whatever. And so you can damage it by they tell you to like shoot out the parts of it, like to kill the engines off of it. So that way it stops moving. And then when you get close enough to it, there's an option that says board. And then you can go in and board, kill the Crimson Fleet that are on there. He's on there. He's like, oh, cool, thanks. And then
did not come across that at all.
All right, then never mind.
So that might be like
came across a lady today that was some doctor something, level 20 ship that warped into the area while I was above a planet waiting to get, like, looking around to go down. And she was talking. She's apparently collecting rocks. She's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't have any right now. But if I do, you know, I'll see if I find you wherever the fuck you're going after this.
Yeah, hook you up.
And then she's like, all right, cool, sounds good. You might want to back up a little bit because this warp drive can get pretty ridiculous. And I was like, okay. And then they do a comedy moment where she can't get the warp drive to start. So she's like, all right, yeah, so you got any hobbies? Or and you're just sitting there like having a conversation with her while you're just like watching her in front of you not be able to take off.
That's great.
And then eventually, mid-conversation, warp drive's kicking and she's gone.
So. That's great. That's great. I like that.
But yeah, there have been some moments. But nothing too ridiculous just yet. I found some legendary like gear, guns, and whatever. I did end up on one planet that had like a space observatory that everything was 10 levels higher than I was, and I did not realize it until... And I did not realize there were any enemies around until I turned the corner into one of the rooms and realized there were some enemies here, and then I aggroed the entire place.
That's pretty classic. I mean, that's kind of... That was like my first outpost I did on that same planet. Like, the first planet you fucking go to.
Oh, because did you not go to the main outpost?
No, I went to the main outpost, did the captain stuff, and then when I got in my ship, I was looking out of the cockpit window and I saw, oh, there's a giant place over there. I gotta go check that out. Got out, went over there. All those people were like level 14.
Yep.
And I went through and murdered them all, took all their shit, and I ended up with a shit ton of contraband, and I ended up with a bunch of legendary weapons and stuff. And I was like, well, I know if I take this contraband with me, I'm going to get fucking got. So I built an outpost just to put the contraband in, because I was like, why not? And then I took off and went to New Atlantis.
You're never going to finish this game.
Oh, absolutely not.
But it's also good for you, who usually just does play one game, that you'll have a lot to do.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take me literally all year to do a basic playthrough of this game.
Yeah, so. I'll be done, and you'll be like, so I'm at Planet 2, and I'm like, oh, God. What's your playtime? 150 hours, and we're now just into Alpha Centauri. Okay, all right, yeah. Great.
I was told to...
You'll have the best ship in the galaxy by World 3, and be like, yep, fuck you.
I was given some advice along the lines of, like, you know, get to this point and then gallivant around, because there's, like, things that I guess unlock.
Which point? Unit.
Spoilers. They said get to at least to where you can start the Crimson Fleet quest line.
No idea when that is. So,
yeah.
I'm at a point where I don't know what they mean by that. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's a factional thing, I guess.
Because I'm to the point where I have superpowers.
Okay. All right. There you go.
No idea.
I don't know. I don't know either.
So, all right, cool. We'll see you guys then in 7 days.
Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.